Sometimes life as parents gets hard and can get you down. When that happens, you need a parental break.
Justin and Caitlin have been married for 4.5 years. They have one child and work together to accomplish their goals.
Justin and Caitlin will discuss all topics. They just want to give you a parental break. Well, hello there, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And today, we're going to interrupt your regularly scheduled program. We're doing a little something different today, aren't we, Caitlin?
It's not regularly, it's regular.
Oh, regular. Okay, whatever. Anyway, today, Caitlin, do you want to tell them what we're going to do and why we're going to do this?
We're just going to have fun.
Yes.
Talking, looking at memes.
Yes. Did you see any of the memes that Odin shared with us?
No.
So let's start with those. Get the political ones out of the way first, and then we'll just get into some funny ones. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay. So, Caitlin, you're probably gonna have to come around here to see the memes real quick, but this is what Odin shared with me today, and I thought they were hilarious. So I thought I would share some of them that he shared. So, they rock.
Oh my gosh.
You won't fix anything by posting memes. The American Revolution was mostly planned in pubs and was popularized using pamphlets. this one was my favorite. What if Igor had a daughter? Maybe he did. there was another one that he actually just shared on their podcast. Oh, since we're talking about the crack pipes and all, because that's the story headline. No more student loans, you promise, Joe. Rick saying, best I can do is free crack pipes.
That one's funny.
That one is hilarious. But we decided to do this episode because, you know, we do politics here on Parental J with Parental Break with J and K, and it's time to just laugh a little bit. Enjoy. While you guys can't see these, it's just funny some of the things we've seen, like this one. Look at this one, honey. A passive aggressive hippie. You want a piece of me?
Oh my god.
Has a peace sign on his shirt. but we'll also share some video footage too, so you can get an idea of some of the things we're laughing at. We just feel like, you know, while yes, everything is political now these days, it's time to sometimes have fun and just unwind and watch other people make stupid mistakes. Have you seen the try not to laugh or grin while watching funny kids vines, honey?
I think so.
Oh, you gotta watch these. Look at this. Kid dunks basketball. Bam! Dodging responsibilities.
Yep.
When something actually goes your way. Getting caught doing something
don't
you're not supposed to.
That.
Oh, that reminds me of Addy. He doesn't even need to open the box. Oh my goodness.
Bless his heart.
I mean, it's stuff like this that's fun. And, oh, being overconfident, like. And the dad of the year goes to. That's why I have trust issues. Oh, that's mean. That's not even funny. So people that don't understand, there was this picture, this video of two kids, and the kid was getting ready to hand a piece of food to the kid and basically faked him out. And it's like, this is why I have trust issues. I agree, honestly. But some of the other videos I've seen, honey, are Let's see here. Funny videos, cats. Because, you know, cats can do some funny things. Let's see here. Look at this cat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the cat silenced her. And the bitter. Ooh. What the? Okay, that's just creepy. That's very creepy. Oh, look at the cat catching the ball in her paws. And then kicks it away. Okay, cat. You're not going to be able to shut off the hose. You got any other ones you can share, honey?
I'm trying to look them up.
Yeah.
And if y'all don't hear me about laughing and talking and smiling, well, like, you can't see me smiling. You can't hear me smiling. I'm not feeling really good.
Yeah, Caitlin's not feeling well today.
And if you hear me hacking, I'm so sorry.
So be praying for her. She's feeling a little under the weather. Hopefully she gets feeling better. What else do you have, honey? Because obviously this is going to be a short episode today.
Yeah.
We're probably going to put out another one tomorrow, to offset this short one that we're doing today.
Let me find some. I'm trying to find some good ones.
I mean, I can find me. No problem.
Well, they all look dumb.
So, Caitlin, you know the Olympics is in Beijing, right?
Yeah.
Did you see the picture that I shared in our family chat?
No.
Okay. So, everybody understands what a ski jump is, right? Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes, yes.
So, you need a big slope. China, and I don't know why they thought this was a good idea. They put it in an abandoned coal plant.
That's ridiculous.
So you got, it's funny, the picture, and you guys can go look this up. This is not a joking matter. This is actually true.
Unfortunately.
So they put this big slope in the middle of this abandoned coal plant. And you see behind there, these, I don't know what they're called. I think they're called silos. I'm not sure. That they put the Beijing 2022 logo on it and basically said, okay, that's it. So you got the snow hill, which looks really out of character for what they're trying to achieve here, you know, and then you have
I have a meme now.
You have a meme. Let's see what it's about.
Our daughter is obsessed with Moana, and it's Moana and Angry Cat.
You mean
Grumpy Cat? Sorry, Grumpy Cat, and it's half of the picture is Moana saying, "What's wrong with me?" And the cat says, "Many things."
Right. Yes, definitely. Let me see if I can find this picture, because I saved the picture and then I deleted it because I had to take away some space in this computer. My phone. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I believe I can find it. Let's see here.
So there's a picture of this man dressed up like a Lego for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
It says, "Tired of people walking all over me. This is how I'm fighting back."
He dressed up like a Lego. Wow. Wow. Just. That's too funny. Let's see here. What else is there? There's a... trying to find this other one, but I'm not quite finding it right now. I think I sent it to Odin. Let me see if it's...
Oh, this is so mean, bummer. It says old people, it has this little creepy boy.
Uh-huh.
And it says, "Old people at weddings always poke me and say, 'You're next.' So I started doing the same thing that them at funerals.
Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot. No.
That's so mean.
No.
Mean. That's so mean.
That is. But you think about it, it's kind of hilarious because, let me see if I can find this. Kim Kardashian. Oh, it's cute. Okay, honey, here it is. Here it is. Look at this. Look at this. I'm not kidding you. Look in the
that
background.
That is ridiculous. Oh, my God. Oh, and then, you know, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, Ed Sheeran. Oh, gosh. That's horrible.
I can't unsee that, it now.
That's horrible. But here's the thing I find funny about the Olympics is, you know, the Olympics talks about, you know, achieving the goal together and one dream and all. And then you got communist China.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's like the complete opposite of what the Olympics supposedly stands for, you know? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, plus, and I don't know if it's their snow hit late or what it is. I mean, have you seen some of the events on replays?
No.
So you got the snow hills, and you got the ice, and you got everything, and then you just, everything around it, no snow, completely brown, like, it's winter time, obviously.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, what?
Yeah. So there's another one, this is...
I mean, you heard that they literally had to use snow machines to make the snow.
I know, fake snow.
Right?
Anyway, this, here's one, it's, this is weird. It's like oranges, and then one of the rappers, what's his name?
That is, Exhibit.
Yeah, Exhibit.
You
says,
never, wait a minute, you never watched, Pimp My Ride?
Yes, I did, but I couldn't remember his name off the bat.
Your ride has officially been pimped.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
It says, so, are oranges named oranges because oranges are orange? Or is orange called orange because oranges are orange?
My head hurts now.
I know.
It's like literally like one of Baldur's philosophy things that there was one he said, and I was like, after he said it, I was like, I got a headache now. Mm-hmm. Oh boy. I mean,
let's read some funny tweets.
Oh, we could do that. Yeah, let's read some funny tweets.
I got some on Pinterest.
Okay.
Oh, this one is, not good. I'm not going to share that one.
Oh, is it got cussing in it?
No, it's more towards racism.
We're not going to talk about racism because...
We love everybody of every...
ethnicity and all, yes. But I mean... There's some funny memes out there, but I mean, let me see if I can find some, because, you know, since we're going to talk about COVID-19, obviously, as well, look at this one. A couple weeks of isolation with the family. What could go wrong?
Lots of things.
I think by time we got to like back in 2020, when we got to like 2 weeks, you were already like, is it time for you to go back to work yet?
Yeah.
Just think, that was two more months, another month and a half before I went back to work.
Mm-hmm.
When you leave your family to go and get supplies.
Yeah.
It's a picture of Katniss from Hunger Games. It's kind of odd that we're almost kind of living in Hunger Games, so to speak.
Yeah,
the way they're singling out their citizens and all, but, I mean, yeah.
It's funny. That says, your bra strap is showing. Oh, no. No one can know that I female is wearing a bra. Someone call Victoria because her secret's out.
Wow. Let's see here. This one could be bad. It's not racist, but it says, texting back, now do a silly one when she sends you nudes.
Oh my god. Here's another one that's really kind of funny. My 10-year-old sister got a bad burn on her hands, and in the midst of her crying and pain, she places them over my heart and goes, "Ah, so nice and cold." She saw the chance and she took it.
Wow. Parenting is like talking to an automated phone attendant. You're hopeful at first, but then just end up repeating yourself and yelling. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Oh, here's a good one. This is like between a text message, and it says, this person's talking to his friend, I guess. Do you have a girlfriend, dude? Yeah, dude. Nice. Where's she from? From a different nation. Oh, really? Which nation? My imagination.
Oh. Did you see the video I've shared? No, I haven't shared that video yet. So, a guy opens the... Since we're getting close to Valentine's Day, he opens the fridge, and his milk expires on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, dang, even the milk has a date.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, dang. Okay,
this is one between a couple. Babe, close your eyes. Okay, what do you see? Nothing. Well, that's my life without you. And then it goes on to say, "What? Hello, answer me. Man, how the heck do you think I'm going to respond if my eyes are closed?"
That would be me.
Yeah.
Because let's just get this out there. I'm a smart aleck.
Yeah.
It becomes, when Caitlin's like, "Can you get any more smart aleck?" I'm like, "Challenge accepted."
Yeah. Here's another one. It's like, I guess, two best friends. I'm not for sure, but it says, dashing through the halls. Failed my test yesterday. Don't know where Don't know where to go with my life today. Jingle bells, talking L's. Hit me with a sleigh. I'm so done. This isn't funny. There goes my grandpa. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
That's just weird. Maybe that wasn't funny. I'm sorry. Like I said, I feel...
What's into this one? So it's a picture of, I guess, like a sawmill. I can't tell what the picture is. Mm-hmm. But anyways, it says, when you give your kid a cracker and tell them not to get crumbs everywhere...
Oh, yeah.
We can relate.
Addie. I'm scared. So here's one between a little sister and a big sister. Big sis, I've got bad news. Oh, no. The little sister, I guess. I've got bad news. Big sister, me too. You first. I'm in court. Now you. My boyfriend broke up with me. Why are you in court? Oh, I hit him with my amazing car. That sister got back.
Right. Pro parenting tip. Only have spaghetti on bath nights.
Yeah, that's what we do. We have the spaghetti on bath nights for Addie, and we go to Golden Corral. But tonight, we just did not want to, because she really didn't get that dirty.
When a kid asks a sibling to play a game of tag, they're basically asking if their sibling wants to take a jog that ends in a fight. Oh, well, let me tell you, tag would get rough when I was a kid. You know, you would come out with a few bumps and scrapes and bruises after playing tag with some of my friends.
So this is between two brothers. It says, "Hey, bro, I have the best idea." "What is it?" "Order a pizza right now since it's almost 2015. I guess it was like New Year's Eve midnight or something.
Yeah.
Then when the pizza gets here, say, "What the heck? I ordered this pizza last year."
That's something I would do.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not gonna lie. This is the one I found. So, grandparents be like, and it's a kid eating a chocolate bar, a big Hershey's chocolate bar. One little snack before you go home.
Oh, yeah. If our parents did that, we'd be like, like when you set up a voicemail, leave a message after the beep. Beep. I'm going to be like, take Addie back. Beep.
Right.
Or slam the door in front of their face. So, this is between two best friends.
How about this? Me, open sunroof. Everyone else on the submarine is the Pikachu shock face.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, this is between two best friends. Hey, I need to tell you, I needed to tell you that I ate your monkey. Huh? I know you're mad. Please don't freak out. I'm so confused. What monkey? Oh, never mind. I didn't mean to send this to the wrong person. So many questions.
Oh, my.
I don't know what that means, but...
It could be suggestive. Yeah. Let's just say that much.
Oh, good Lord.
You guys heard it first. Caitlin didn't get the joke until I told her what it actually meant.
Oh, my God.
This is me because I'm a fat kid. I'm on a seafood diet. I see food, and I eat it. Oh, this is me too. Me forcing myself to save money and cook instead of eating out as a kid got cooking utensils and saying he's about to cry. Oh, this has been kind of fun. Netflix, are you still watching me? Still staring at the screen. I will say that. I can't stand these services that go like, are you still watching? Dang. And it's like, of course I'm still watching. Why would I not be watching?
So this is between a boyfriend and girlfriend. Hey, sweet pea. Hey, I got you those tickles you wanted. You know, those really special ones. They're so intense. I can't wait to see your face when you see them. What? Don't tickle me. I'm really ticklish. I know we have those tickle fights, but come on. We can come to an agreement? Huh? I'm confused. Tickets, those tickets you wanted for the concert? Autocorrect. Wait, you're ticklish? You told me you weren't. Oh, no. This is going to be good. Oh, crap.
This we can relate to. I can relate to this personally. Couple sleeping, 11:50 p.m. All cuddly and all. 2:55 a.m. Pushing me out of the bed.
I'm pushing me out of the bed.
This happens
too.
All the time.
Yes.
Oh, man. Look at this. When you're in a relationship and you're both crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, this is cute. Love isn't just the good days. It's the sick days, the grumpy days, and the sad days, too. That's sweet. When you wake up and you don't have a morning message from Bae.
Yeah.
When I wake up with no good morning baby text, and it's Buttercup.
Oh, yeah. Cause
is it Buttercup? Yeah, Buttercup.
Yeah, Buttercup. Here's another one. Bestie, hey, are you still mad? Twinkle, twinkle, little star. The other friend says, how I wonder what you are. Wish to hit you with my car.
Damn.
Push you off a bridge so high. Hope you break your neck and die. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Wish to hit you with my car. Okay, you're still mad.
Right. Right. If you didn't get the hint after I wish I could hit you with my car, there's a little problem there. I'm glad we never get to that point in our marriage. where you're wanting to hit me with a car. Maybe a frying pan. You know, mm-hmm. It's all in the wrist, as Tyr would say. It's all in the wrist, Caitlin. It's all in the wrist. It's an otter, and the otter's mad. When you're mad at bay, but you still want to hold hands.
This would be you. This is between a boyfriend and girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Says, "Hey, Luke, are you ready? Are you at the supermarket already?" "Yeah, babe, what's up? Do you mind picking up some feminine stuff for me?" The emoji face that looks like stares through your soul.
Mm-hmm.
"Please, boyfriend. What kind? There are so many. What are wings? Why are there so many different types? I'm so confused."
Right? The first time I ever had to pick you up some female hygiene products, I didn't know what to get.
Mm-hmm. one more, and then I'll let you do yours. So this is this is my date in life be like. This is between two friends. "Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. What? Jake asked me out. Oh my goodness, when? Just now, we have a date for February 30th. Casey, there is no February 30th. Bless her heart.
Wow. This is kind of bad. I don't know if we should share this one, but take a look at this one. Look. Couples in a pool.
Oh, my God.
So, I guess we'll share this one. So, it's couples in a pool, you know, kissing and everything. And it says, "Single me." It's a little boy peeing in the pool. I'll show.
This will be you. This is like, I mean, you're correcting me to say your.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's me. "You're such a jerk. Your. Oh my God, you're so annoying. Your. Stop doing that. You're making me mad. Your," with Y-O-U-R-E, apostrophe R-E. "Fine, I'm going to slap your face." Your? Y-O-U-R. <Yep. laughs> That would definitely be me. I'm not going to lie. Let's see here. I don't get that one. "What do you mean we look like siblings? Look. What do you mean we look like siblings?"
Oh, no. So here's one I just found. It says, "Mary's father has 5 daughters. Nana, Nini, and Nono. Who's the 5th daughter? Nunu." Let me repeat that. "Mary's father has 5 daughters. Nana, Nini, and Nono. What's the 5th daughter? Or who's the 5th daughter? Nunu, I already told you. I don't even want to live on this planet anymore. Because it's Mary." Who's the 5th daughter?
Okay. That one couple on social media who break up, get back together weekly. But now she's pregnant and they take pics like this pretending they're happy. It's two iguanas mad at each other. Oh, God.
This is so wrong. "Oh my goodness, I just ran over a cat. Oh my goodness, what's wrong with you? April Fools. Oh, I'm going to kill you, but thank goodness it was actually a kid." That is so wrong.
That is very wrong. Sorry.
Oh my goodness. So this must be from, you know, between a boyfriend and girlfriend. "Ugh, I'm so ugly. You spelled beautiful wrong. LOL, so did you. You did spell beautiful wrong."
Oh, no.
Let's just blame it on the autocorrect.
Blame it on the autocorrect.
Yeah.
Forget the alcohol. We're just going to blame it on the autocorrect.
This is, I guess, between two guy friends. Pickup lines, go. The other friend said, if you were an angle, you're in a cute, you know, you're a cute one. If you were a Pokemon, I'd choose you. I step on a Lego for you. Dude, that's extreme.
Right?
I know, right?
I think we're going to share a few more and then we're going to call this one quits. Every new relationship before COVID-19 and it's a happy couple. 1 week into the quarantine after you've learned 6 years of info in a week. And it's Ron Burgundy sitting back with a beer and he's like, well, that escalated quickly. You got any more?
Hold on a minute. My phone's going crazy.
If you hear rattling in the background, our dog is chewing on something.
So here's one. It says, hey, what you doing? Babysitting. Quick, there's a zombie apocalypse and you can only choose one object to defend yourself. What do you have? A Lego. All zombies shall suffer.
Oh, me. I mean, we're hoping that with this podcast today, you guys are laughing with us a little bit. If you're not, that's okay.
Sorry I didn't get that joke. I feel embarrassed now.
That was funny. I'm not going to lie.
Hush. I don't feel good.
I know you don't feel good, baby. But I think we're going to end this podcast. What do you think?
Oh, let me do this one more.
Okay, and one more. Done.
So here's some little jokes, I guess. It says, why do ducks have feathers?
Why do ducks have feathers?
To cover their butt quacks.
Oh!
It says, why did the scarecrow...
I got one more.
Hold on. Why did the scarecrow get an award? Because he was outstanding in his field.
Oh my goodness. So, spell success.
I don't know.
S-U-C-C-E-S-S.
Yeah.
The four keys to success.
Okay,
it's a bad dad joke. As Owen said, stolen.
Here's another one. Why couldn't the toilet paper cross the road?
I don't know.
It got stuck in the crack.
Oh, it got stuck in the crack. Oh.
Rest in peace, Bold Water. You will be missed. Last one. I had seafood last night. Now I'm ill.
Oh my goodness, that one just struck me. The rest in peace, Bold Water. You'll be missed.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I feel stupid now. See, we're even.
Here's one. It says, have you heard about the guy who was addicted to drinking brake fluid?
No.
He swears to everyone that he can stop at any time. It says, another one says, how do you find Will Smith in the snow?
How?
You look for the fresh prince.
Oh. That one's funny.
Says, I have a fear of speed bumps, but I'm slowly getting over it.
Wow.
Says, I'm also afraid of elevators, but I'm taking steps to avoid it.
Right. Anyways, so are you ready to end this podcast, baby? Or you want to continue? Or
no, I'm good.
Okay. Well, with that, like I said, this is an interruption to your regular scheduled program. We'll be back to our normal program this week. But as always, I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Guys, we have now reached 10 episodes. If you want to be a guest on our podcast, please email us at the email provided. Caitlin and I have decided after 10 episodes, we are now going to allow guests. So if you're interested, email us. We will email you back. We hope you have a blessed one, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.